Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. For years, scientists have been working with a large multi-generational Colombian family to help understand Alzheimer's disease.
They have a mutation called PISA that causes many in the 6,000-member clan to develop dementia in their 40s or even younger. But among them, one got a mild case of dementia at the later age of 67. When he died at 74 from pneumonia, the family donated his brain for study.
Brain scans showed high levels of the sticky protein called beta amyloid, as well as a protein called tau. Both are thought to damage and kill neurons that lead to Alzheimer's.
But the area of his brain important in memory had low levels of the protein tau. So his brain mirrored someone with severe dementia, and yet his disease progressed more slowly.
The researchers found another mutation in a gene called Relin, which is linked to neurological diseases such as schizophrenia and autism spectrum disorder. Relin encodes a protein important for brain cell function and had never been linked to dementia before.
Mice with the same Relin mutation also had differences in tau modification that prevented its accumulation around neurons, just like in the man's brain.
Because the man was more resistant to Alzheimer's despite the accumulation of beta amyloid plaques, these plaques may not play the role we thought.
Given the terrible toll of this disease and that far more people will develop it in the future, finding treatments that work is crucial.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at IlluminousSciComm.com.